Good evening, I'm Catherine Carpenter. Parents in North London have been told not to worry after information about Barnet school children was stolen from a council worker's home. The personal details of 9,000 pupils were taken during a burglary. Gareth Furby reports.
The information about the names, postcodes and school records of 9,000 pupils aged between 14 and 18 should have been safe at Barnet Council's headquarters. But a council employee took home some CD-ROMs and memory sticks containing the data. And as the council has now confirmed in a letter to parents, this, along with computer equipment, was stolen from the employee's home in a domestic burglary. But the letter continues.
We have examined all the data that has been taken, and we believe there is a very low risk that there will be any impact on the individuals it relates to.
Barnet's council has apologised and ordered a full independent inquiry. Gareth Furby, BBC London News.
From July, residents in Windsor and Maidenhead will be rewarded for recycling their rubbish with vouchers which can be used in local shops. In the first scheme of its kind in the country, families will earn coupons according to how much waste they put into their blue wheelie bins. Plans to create a beach in Fulham have received a financial boost from the Heritage Lottery grant. 100 years ago, visitors could relax on a site near Bishop's Park with sand brought over from the Kent coast. Now, over £3 million has been received from a lottery grant, which will help restore the beach. A crowd gathered in Trafalgar Square today to watch performances of The Passion of Christ. The actors say they wanted to remind people about the real meaning of Easter. Matthew Morris was there.
A cast of over 100 actors braves the bank holiday weather to perform The Passion of Jesus in Trafalgar Square. The theatre company comes from Surrey. It's based at a country estate near Guildford. Its owner is meeting much of the £50,000 costs himself.
We're just hoping to hit the casual crowds that come to Trafalgar Square for a day out. Christians will be reminded, you know, it's a great refreshment. And people go away with the pictures of the live performance indelible in their memory for a long time.
It's the story of the last week of Jesus' life, the crucifixion and the resurrection. So what was it like taking centre stage in Trafalgar Square?
It's pretty awesome. I'll probably sit down tonight and kind of be overwhelmed by what I've been doing and where I've been doing it. I don't know. It's a blessing anyway. You know, it's a great job.
It's great. It's brilliant. I brought my kids here. So I want them to know about the story of Jesus.
I think it's very important to... for people to see this sort of thing.
It's a historical event, and I think that it should be portrayed in public.
Several thousand people watched the two free performances. The company is hoping to perform here again. Matthew Morris, BBC London News.
To football now, and West Ham have made an official complaint about Fulham's decision to field a weakened team against Hull last Saturday. Manager Roy Hodgson rested five key players for that defeat, all of whom returned for last night's 2-1 Europa League victory at Craven Cottage. The Fulham boss says he has nothing to fear, while his opposite number at West Ham said he supported Fulham's actions.
I went to Hull with the team which I thought was the best Fulham team to win that game, but we didn't win it. But, you know, here we are in the realms of if you win the game, you've picked the right team, and if you lose the game, you've picked the wrong team.
I have no complaints with that. He decided to do that, and I'm sure he's done the right thing for his club.
Well, time now to take a look at the weather with Wendy Hurrell, who's out in a rather bright-looking green park for us this evening. Wendy.
Yeah, St James's Park I'm in at the moment, Green Park just over there, and everywhere you are, blossom on the trees, daffodils, the evenings are lighter, the sun has won out after a fairly tumultuous day today, but I'm afraid tomorrow is more of the same. Sunshine, yes, but also some really quite heavy showers going through, and we're not quite out of the woods with those this evening. The breeze is picking up, as you can probably see. There's a few more showers still left to come through for a few of us, and don't be surprised overnight if you get the odd rumble of thunder as well. Temperatures will fall fall to around 5 or 6 degrees overnight. And it won't take much for those showers to get going again tomorrow. Just a little bit of sunshine, a little bit of warmth, and off they go. And once again, yes, you could get some thunder and lightning, a bit of hail, and some really quite heavy downpours with 11 degrees the high. We're hoping for a dry spell for the boat race tomorrow afternoon. We've got coverage on BBC One, including with our very own Riz Latif down on the towpath. I've told her to take an umbrella just in case. And then for Saturday evening, we're looking at some slow-moving thundery showers going through. We'll be watching that because we could get some localised flooding. A grey start to Easter Sunday, a few showers about, but it is calming down. And hopefully by Easter Monday, it will be a largely fine day. Thank goodness, and a happy Easter to you.
Thanks very much, Wendy. Well, that's all from us for now, but we'll be back with another bulletin just before 10:15. Until then, enjoy the rest of your evening. Bye-bye.